Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly on the Blog Talk Network. And today is March 10th. And so we have a guest tonight. Well, we have a guest all week long because it's a daytime after dark slash daytime after dark do the best interviews in the whole wide world. And today we have Elaine Bass on. Let me put her on. She's been on Apes Enough, which was my favorite show back in the day. And Robin Hood Men in Tights, Hawaii 5-0. There was a new Hawaii 5-0. A Thousand Ways to Die. Well, that sounds very good. So I'm going to let her on with Natalia. Hi, welcome to the show, Elaine.
Hello, and how are you all doing back east? Is it cold?
Well, we are hanging in there. We are hanging in there. We are so happy that you joined us, right, Nadia?
Yes. Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Hi, Nadia. Nadia was so sweet. Yesterday was my birthday, and she was trying to put stuff on my page, and it got buried amongst all the wonderful birthday wishers. So I want to thank all my Facebook friends for sending me beautiful birthday wishes. However, Facebook is so tricky because it said I had, like, on one post there were like 500 and I saw about 20, you know. So I feel so badly for those that didn't get thanked personally. I will try and go through them, but Facebook definitely makes things challenging. So a shout out to all the people who sent me birthday wishes. I thank you. And Nadia, you share a birthday with someone very special.
Oh.
Do you want to know who the special person is?
Yes.
The special person is Mel Brooks. His birthday is June 28th as well.
Wow.
We love him.
So do I.
I love him.
He is the best. Yes, he is the best. I did 4 movies with him, and he's my favorite person in the whole world. And, well, next to Oreo, of course. And so you have a very special birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love him. He has never, ever, ever made a bad movie or anything. But if you still talk to him, you can always tell him he's so welcome on the show because we love him. And I think he's amazing. I've loved so much of his films over the years and everything. Right, Nadia?
Yes, definitely. That's awesome.
Yeah, so when I was looking it up, I don't know if I saw it on Twitter or where I saw it, but when I saw your birthday was June 28th, I went, oh my, she is going to be so surprised that she shares a birthday with Mel Brooks. So there you go.
Oh my
God. That's your bit of trivia for the day.
That is not fair, Nadia, because... Okay, mine is June 9th, but, okay, I share with Johnny Depp and Michael J. Fox, so maybe I can go wrong because I love Michael J. Fox, so maybe I should be really, really grateful for that. But, crap, you, Mel Brooks, but not Bill. No, not that I want to turn my birthday in, but I'm just saying. But, okay, Elaine, I first saw you on one of my favorite TV shows ever, Apes Enough. I think you did a great job on there. I love you on there. I love Apes Enough. Why can't they bring you back for a reunion. Oh, yeah. The dad passed away, I think. But.
Right.
But, I mean,
fantastic.
Yeah. But that show is so classic and wonderful. And everything that it was, I mean, I loved it. I fell in love with it from the very beginning. So how was it?
It was a fun show to do, and I'll give you another piece of trivia, is that I worked with Dick Van Patten on Robin Hood Men in Tights. So I, in the wedding scene where he, you know, he's talking to the people, and I'm the only female that he's talking to going down the procession for the marriage, for the wedding. So I got to work with him after Eight Is Enough with Mel Brooks. He used to be very good friends with Mel.
Oh,
so
I can see that. And Dick Van Patten, you know, was such a great actor, and I've had some acting friends that were close to him too, and I've heard really great stories. And then his daughter-in-law is Eileen Davidson, trivia people, from Young and Restless, for people that don't know. She married his son. So I remember when he passed away, there was a big article about it, and everyone was so stunned when he passed. So, yeah.
It was,
I mean,
rather shocking.
Yeah, I think which kid is it? Well, I call him the good-looking one. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that on air, but I just did. So let's see, hold on. So yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I love the Men in Tights movie. I thought it was, you know, a really good movie and everything. Oh, and she was married to Vincent. She was married to Vincent. Yep. And they had, they had a son together. So, yeah, I just thought that for soap opera people that did not know that, that is awesome. I mean, that movie is still classic. My brothers love that movie. So, you know.
Everybody, yeah. And I must say that was probably one of the most fun sets ever. And we were out on a ranch. And normally, especially back in those days, it was before cell phones and everything. And Mel actually let everyone bring cameras. So I had pictures with everybody, including the animals that, you know, were there that day. And it was just like, it was probably the most fun set I'd ever worked on. And I just love the movie. And Amy Yosbeck is so sweet and beautiful. And Carrie Elwes, of course, is just very charming and delightful and a wonderful actor. And just everybody was great. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that movie. And then Amy I worked with again on Dracula Dead and Loving It. So that was fun, too. You know,
oh, wow.
It was great to see her. She's a beautiful actress and beautiful woman. So that was really, oftentimes there's a big crossover, and it's a lot of fun. Actually, Harvey Korman, I did the show, the TV show, The Nut House, and the first time I called over and they answered, Nut House, I just had to hang up. I was laughing so hard. I thought, this is too funny. And Harvey Korman announced to everybody. He said, everybody, I have an announcement. And so, of course, everybody listened. And he goes, she is a spy for Mel Brooks. So you better be on your best behavior. So I got back at Harvey because Harvey was in Dracula Dead and Loving It. So I waited outside his trailer before we went on the set. And I said, Harvey? And he goes, yes. And I go, I don't have to spy for Mel today. He's here. So I got back at him.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, two of the greats. I mean, oh, my God. That is awesome. And since I'm very weird, okay, I love all the TV series documents, and I missed this one.
It wasn't on too long. That show, unfortunately, was not on too long.
Yeah, the Deadly Wife's Lover Covers Sins that you did. I'm surprised I missed that one because I'm weird. I love all the, you know, deadly people, you know, get killed by their husbands or whatever.
That show, Deadly Housewife, that was a very fun show to do. Everyone was very nice. But the thing that was so funny was it was a show, and these were all based on real stories. And on that episode, it was my husband in the episode, the pastor of the church, was having an affair with one of the people who attended the church, and her husband had something to do with the church. I don't remember exactly what he had to do with the church, but anyway, my husband and this woman end up killing her husband so they could be together.
Holy soup.
I know.
Nice.
So that's kind of, you know, I mean, you never know what's going to happen in life.
Well, exactly. And it's, I mean, yeah, I love Lifetime and all that. And the day the Capitol got, you know, seized on, it was funny in a way. Not funny that it happened, but I was trying to get a hold of my cousin who's, you know, like my little sister, to tell, you know, by the way, Days of a Life won't be on because of the Capitol. And, like, I was trying her for 3 hours. And then she called me back one night. I'm like, where in the heck have you been? I'm kind of paraphrasing this. And she goes, I was watching Snap all afternoon, a marathon. And I'm like, oh, my God. So, you know, if something happens to your husband, Brad, we are going to both go down for it because I will help you. Okay, good to know. Yeah, so she got me into Snap, and I wish she never did, but it's very interesting. So if anyone has not checked that out, please do, because it's a good little series, too. And you were on also Quincy Emmy, the TV series. So how about that?
Well, Quincy was wonderful. I think I did about 2 or 3 Quincy's, and Jack Klugman was a wonderful, I mean, he was an icon, so it was so wonderful being able to work with him. I really, really enjoyed that. I was very blessed when I was very young. I got to work with a lot of the icons in Hollywood, and so that was, I was very fortunate about that. So that was really good. And then what's really interesting is as you, I like to say, grow wiser, get more mature in life. I'm working with directors that are from everywhere and every age bracket. And that's really fun, too, because I did a music video. Actually, I did 2 music videos. And one, I even got Oreo in, my dog. with whom I wrote a book, How to Write a Book, Campy Lane Style with Oreo. And it's a great book that everyone should get because it's what you do is you're going to be writing your story, and we guide you through it. And with all the changing times in history, your truth needs to be told, and you want it to be there in your writing so nobody can change it. And the best part is watching all the changes that they're making. And I mean the movies, the TV shows that were made maybe when I was really young. A lot of them they won't show now for political reasons because they're not politically correct. And that's why I wrote the book, because I said it's time that people got to tell their truth, their story, what they experienced, and this is their opportunity. So if they want to get the book, it's personally autographed. I didn't put it on Amazon for that reason, because I wanted it to be a very personal thing for each person. So they can reach me on Facebook, they can message me, Twitter, Instagram, all at Elaine Ballas, E-L-A-I-N-E, B as in boy, A-L-L-A-C-E, and or they could go to a website, which is elaineballas.com, and get the book. But this is one of the reasons, because you're young now and you're experiencing different things, and maybe in 20 years everything will be so different, or they'll change your idea of what you went through. You know, they'll say, oh no, that wasn't right. If you're writing your story and keeping like a diary, they can't change that. That was your experience, and that's what you saw and experienced. And so that's why I wrote the book, How to Write a Book, Campy Lane Style, and with Oreo. And so he's
awesome.
Been my buddy.
I mean, and before I took my questions over to my partner in crime, so how has the whole stay-at-home order, the, you know, the COVID-19 thing, how has it been for you the last year?
Well, it's so funny because today is the 10th. The 11th was actually the last day I did the movie Free Lunch Express, which is a spoof on Bernie Sanders, and it's on iTunes and all of those platforms. And that was the last day of my shoot. And they wrapped, I believe, no, my last day was actually today, like the 10th, and they wrapped on the 11th. And I was supposed to do a commercial on the 13th, and everything was shut down by the 13th. And there have been pictures, you know, on Facebook. They say, oh, this is, you know, one of your favorite pictures from last year. And it's so strange to see the difference. But this year, now that they're lifting some of the orders, I got to go to lunch Monday and Tuesday to celebrate my birthday. And it was different, but it was like riding a bike in that you just got into it. Once you were in the restaurant and could take your mask off and eat, everything seemed normal. But then when you had to leave, you had to put your mask back on, which seemed abnormal. But for that time that you were there and exchanging conversation and seeing and sitting across from someone real, it was so much fun. And so I would have to say the pandemic, in many ways, the positive that came out of it was I finished the book and got it, you know, made. And I had three movies that were released. I have Love Without Hairs, which is on Amazon Prime, which everyone has to see. It's just a fun movie that you have to watch. It's very intense, and it's just two people in one room, and it's a full-length feature. So, yeah, so you really have to see that. And then there was the Bernie Sanders movie, Free Lunch Express, which is on the iTunes platform. And then there was a show called Dared. I Dared My Best Friend to Ruin My Life, which was for YouTube. And it was a series, and I was in either episode one or two. I forgot which one. But I was in either one or two, and it was the highest rated series. Then came summer. At first, Oreo and I did our own pandemic kind of YouTube channel about different things and how things have changed and were different and trying to keep a sense of humor about everything. And then in the summer, when it got warmer and they started lifting some of the restrictions, we did two videos, one with Clay J, Listen Up, and the other is Blame My Youth. And Oreo's in it at about a minute 42, I think it is, and which is great. And I also did the fourth season of the soap opera that I'm on, which is which is The Rich and the Ruthless, and it's with Victoria Rowell, who was on The Young and the Restless. So if you were a soap opera fan, there you have it.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
But this year has been very different. It hasn't been as active as last year because I understand it's a little bit different and we were kind of in the cold months now. So, but everyone's been staying rather healthy. So I think they're going to start lifting some of the restrictions again and maybe more work will open up.
Yeah, I think they are. But it's funny you should say Victoria Rowell because online, her TV husband, Christoph St. John, came on here so many times. Then he became my TV husband on here, really. And, I mean, we have a really close relationship. And, yeah, it still hits me hard that he's really gone because, I mean, Neil Winters was YNR, and it was very hard for the fans to take that one. It was really hard.
It was hard.
Especially me. Yeah, my best friend, who's also a host on here, but not on today. Yeah, she called me at 5 in the morning. No, 6 in the morning. And she knows I don't like anyone calling me that early. So I knew something bad happened, but when she saw it on TMZ, she waited until people magazine, other things came out. Because if it was just on TMZ, no one was going to buy this. But when it became on the Today Show, Good Morning America, then she had to call me. And my phone dropped. I couldn't talk. It was very hard. And I know Victoria was really close to him.
Very close,
yes. Yeah, so, you know, it was kind of nice for the fan to see her back on the show that they remembered him. So, you know, she was back for that. So I thought that was very good of YNR to have her back because it would not make sense not having her there. Even though her character is dead, it would not have made sense not having her. So, yeah. And Nadia, what are your questions?
Hi, hi, Elaine. Sorry.
Hi.
Finally,
you,
I get to talk to you.
I was wondering. It says that you love doing stage and Broadway musicals. Which part of the trio, so they say, triple threat, would you say you are? Are you an actress who sings and dances? Or are you a singer who acts and dances? Or are you a dancer who sings and acts?
So I basically am all three. So I love to dance, sing, and act. So basically I do all three.
Well, that's what they all do on Broadway, but they usually are, they prefer one or feel that they're stronger in one area than the other.
Mm-hmm. So,
would you consider yourself an actress first, a singer first, or a dancer first?
Probably most likely a singer first. Singer first,
oh.
Then an actress, then a dancer.
And what
but
shows have you
three.
Done? Which Broadway shows have you done?
So I have done Grease. I was Sandy in Grease. I've also done Hello Dolly, Peter Pan, West Side Story.
Oh, wow. You've done all the great classics.
Yeah, I love them all, too. West Side Story, Hello Dolly. Yeah. Yeah. And I also love to also go and see them, too. I've been a subscriber for Broadway Theater for a while now here in Boston because I live in Boston. And I go and I
right.
see all the touring shows all the time. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about, like plays and everything being shut down due to COVID?
Oh,
me, I am
sad.
Very sad about it because I
yeah.
love them.
Yeah, she's
I feel so bad.
Broadway, she's on the Broadway person. And, yeah, I think it's sad because, you know, I'm a sports fan too. So, you know, for football season and now we are in basketball and then baseball. It's weird that we cannot really go to any of the games right now in Seattle. I live in Seattle. So right now, Seattle was the first one to get hit with this, and we still are on level 1 or 2. So it's crazy. It's a crazy little time. But, yeah, I miss Broadway. I love Broadway shows, too. So, yeah.
Yes,
well, do you
too.
Think you
I'm
might
so
move,
sad.
Do you think you're going to move to New York? Do you want to be in New York, or do you have a lot of work in Boston?
So, I would like if I ever got like a really like big part in Broadway, I would move to New York. But right now, I'm. In the process of, like, taking, like, audition classes and everything, too. So just to, like, get a feel of it again because I stopped it for a little while because I was in college. So, and I also, I did do theater in college as well, but I did, like, their plays. So it was, like, college plays. So it wasn't really, like, you know, like, Broadway musicals
mm-hmm.
type thing. But that's my favorite Broadway musical. So if I was ever to go to New York, I would definitely audition for one of those.
Would you prefer stage to TV or film?
I would love to do all three, but I do prefer stage because I've done it since I was 3 years old. So I do prefer stage. I mean,
everyone
I would love to be on a soap opera. I would love to be on a soap opera.
Yeah. Everyone asks me about that. They go, well, would you love to do stage? And having been a professional ice skater since I was 8 and, you know, performing live and in front of a live audience, I just found the transition. I have the same discipline and the same training as an actress. I feel that I did as a skater. And I love the idea of going to a set. I mean, to me, that's the most fun part, you know, going to a set and meeting all the people and becoming instant family, even if it's just for a day, you know, it's just such a rewarding experience. And knowing that even though you do get take twos in film or TV, I just love that whole familial experience. And I love being able to try different things. And I just love TV and film so much. That's
right.
My first choice in acting. Because I think because I had done so many skating shows from the time I was 8 years old and, you know, live audience, which I love. But now I'm realizing with TV and film, it's just, it's there always, you know, and you can always be there
right.
and talk about it. And it's always there. I think they do film Broadway shows now, but it's still the idea of the family, the instant family, and how well can you adapt and how quickly can you adapt to other people, you know?
Right. Exactly.
So I think film and TV are where it's at for me. That's my first
mm-hmm.
choice.
my first choice would be broad, because I love to sing too. And in high school, my voice professors, they were professional opera singers from New York. So my voice is trained as an opera singer, like Broadway type for shows. So when we did musicals in high school, like we did Annie, we did Fiddler on the Roof, my voice was trained for those. So that's when I decided that, oh, I think I'd be great on Broadway.
Well, Christian Chenoweth is a trained opera singer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
He really is. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, wow,
we
she
have
is.
Callers. I don't want to take up all the time.
We don't.
No, this is fun. It's like a party.
You know what? I forgot there are other people on here. You know what? I do forget there are other people when I mean you. Because you are the best booker ever, and you're the best host. And besides, if her acting career goes up, and I'm very supportive of it, but she can't leave me. That's the deal we have made. She still has to do this show, and by becoming an actor or Broadway show, then she can get more people on board, but she's not allowed to quit. See, that's the whole thing about her making it big. Why not yet?
Well, she can make it big, but nowadays with technology, you two could be together everywhere, all the time.
Well, yeah, and that's why
you're
I'm saying.
You're a click away.
There's no way she's going to leave. Why not? You're not going to leave me.
I will never leave. No, of course not.
Okay.
I love doing this.
She's a click away.
I wasn't making that perfectly clear, everyone. And we have little Bobby on the line. I didn't call Bobby little. He could kick my butt, but... Hey, Bobby.
That's okay. Hey, guys. Hey, Elaine.
Hi.
Is this your time now? Yeah, I'm on. Happy late birthday.
Thank you. I'm celebrating all month. It's my birthday month.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I know how we feel. Our birthdays are all in June.
All of you are
mm-hmm.
in June? When's your birthday?
Yep.
Mine's? Wait a minute. Which one are you talking about? Me, Carly, or Nadia?
You.
Talking about you, little one.
Oh, okay. The 8th.
Yours is the 8th?
Yeah.
Yep, and I'm the 9th. So him and I
and you're
are
the 9th.
Yeah, him and I are a day and a year behind, apart. And then Nadia is, what day are you?
The 28th.
Remember,
yeah,
she has a special birthday.
Yeah,
she has
Maggie
a special birthday.
Maggie's the 27th. And the only one that is not a Zen birthday is Veronica. It's in October. So it's very crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
But you worked on Eight is enough. Back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the day, that was a fun show. It was on the Warner Brothers lot. So I loved that lot. It was until it got so big when it was taken over by AOL. And it became very, very big. But until that time, it was just kind of a small fun lot, and they had the Camelot set there. So I thought it was definitely show business was Camelot.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long were you on Is Enough? Because I don't know if it was this a recurring role or
actually I had a couple of different roles. One, I was a reporter, and I forgot the other one, but I did a couple roles with that. And then, of course, as I said earlier, I worked with Dick Van Patten on from Eight Is Enough. I worked with him on Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've seen Robin Hood Men in Tights because, if I remember correctly, that is one of the early days of showbiz that Dave Chappelle got into in that film.
Actually, yes, that's very good. Do you know that Mel Brooks is the one who launched his acting career? That was his first movie, or his first big movie.
Yeah.
But I never worked with him, and I didn't really meet him. But, yeah, that's a story I hear all the time, that Mel Brooks launched his career.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are obsessed with what Dave did with his TV show and his Netflix specials and interviews that he did on Netflix that basically have just given him a resurgence in recent years.
He's very funny. I like Dave Chappelle. I mean,
yeah.
I never met him, and it was one of those things. I think he may have been out on the road or something. Because he didn't come to the screening, and I don't think he came to the wrap party. Otherwise, I'm sure I would have met him. But everyone else was terrific.
That was awesome. Okay. But, I guess I'll just let you speak to our next guest, our co-host, Veronica, and you have a good night.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
All right.
Okay, little
Take
Bobby,
care.
I will. I love tormenting you today. I don't know why. So I just love it. And so, Veronica, yes, Veronica, you're next.
Hey, hello.
Baby.
Hi, Carly, Nadia. Hi, Elaine. This is Veronica Robles from the great state of Houston, Texas. How are you?
I am great. You don't sound like you're from Houston, though. Are you from Houston?
Well, yes, I'm from Houston, Texas.
Oh, how cute. How's the weather down there?
It's not cold anymore. It's not cold anymore.
Oh,
thank gosh for that. People are still trying to get back to normal, but you know what? It's going to be okay. We'll get through this because the grace of God, we're going to get through. We got through Harvey. We're going to get through this. And thank the Lord. That's all I got to say. I just wanted to say hi, Elaine. I am a huge fan of yours. I'm so glad I got to speak with you.
Oh, how fun! That's great.
Yes, Go ahead.
Have
I'm
you
sorry.
Seen the movie Love Without Airs?
No, I have not
Amazon
seen it,
Prime?
But I do follow you on Facebook. I'm one of your Facebook buddies.
Yay!
Yes,
and if you sent me a birthday wish and I didn't answer you, I apologize. But
no,
like
that's
I said,
okay.
Facebook has made it exceedingly challenging.
No, that's that's okay. I'm so glad, you know. I usually like to put happy birthdays to everybody because you know what? We're all going through this right now. We can't celebrate birthdays in person, but you know, just to bring, you know, joy, you know, and yeah, for me, I love acting myself. I've been taking acting classes for a couple of years, and also writing. So it gives me a chance to write, and also, I'm a teacher's assistant at a college, and I'm taking my theater degree at the moment. So,
how fun! So you want to go into writing? Do you want to write plays or screenplays?
I wrote my first monologue in dramatic because it was very hard to find material for dramatic. So I wrote something about my situation that I'm facing. I put that down on paper, and that, you know, at the moment, and just taking words that I have been feeling to put it down. I just love writing, and, you know, I love Broadway. I'm like, Nadia says, I can't wait to audition to in the great state of Houston, Texas. I'm so excited, and when that day comes, I cannot wait. You know, I love Broadway. I love films, but you know what? I love Broadway more.
There's nothing wrong with that. And
yeah,
like I said, I probably would have loved stage more, but
yeah,
having been a skater and
yeah,
doing so many live performances, I
yeah,
love the difference and the intimacy, I guess, of
yeah,
the camera, you know.
Yeah, and it's, for me, Broadway is just, I, you know, for right now, that theater in Houston is shut down at the moment. I try to give a little something, you know, to keep the doors open, because I don't want a Broadway, you know, to close down, you know, all over the country. You know, I want for them to reopen, you know. We need theater in our lives.
Right. I thought that Texas opened up the whole state. No, not yet.
They put the mask mandate. People can start taking their mask off today. I'm very disappointed at that, but I will still be wearing my mask. I'm sorry. I just, because my mom is 64 and she's the most important thing in my life. That's, you know.
Now, are they going to open up theaters and movie theaters?
They started open, not theaters at the moment here in Houston, but they're like, if you go see a movie, they have masks and all that, but people can wear mask, you know, go in and wear without a mask, like in like restaurants or bars or something. But like colleges, they still have them mandated. Yeah.
So, are they having in-person classes in college?
Yes, face-to-face, like minimum like 10 students, that's it. That normally it's like 20, 25, but now it's only 10. Yeah.
And what about the other people? They only allow 10 people to register per class, is that it?
Yeah, that's the thing. With theater right now, because my theater degree right now, they're doing it virtually. So, unfortunately, yeah, they're doing it virtually. They can't, you know, they're not doing virtually at the moment. But, yeah, there's some where you have to go in person, yeah.
I think everyone's going to be so excited, and I
yeah,
hope everyone is safe once they can, you know, go out. But I think everyone's going to be so nervous, you know, about,
know,
like, touching
yeah,
somebody, you know.
Yeah.
I think the first thing everyone's going to do is want to run up, and then it's going to be the deer in the headlight, like, can I touch you? You know?
Yeah, it is, you know, for me, I can't wait, you know, I haven't taken my shot yet. I'm on a waiting list at the moment, me and my mom, so we're on a waiting list.
Now,
yeah,
are they giving you your choice? Because I know now in Florida, somebody told me they're giving the Johnson & Johnson one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not,
so,
no, they're not giving the, not this one here. The, whatever you take, you got to have to take, you know, that I think it's, the starts with the Pfizer. It's very hard to pronounce, but
the
no,
Pfizer?
They're not getting. Yeah, Pfizer and the yeah,
Moderna.
Yeah.
Moderna.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
other
than that, I just want to say I'm so glad I got to talk to you. Thank you so much.
I'm
so happy to get to hear, and I'm so glad.
Do you send me private? I mean, you could send me. I think there are a couple of people. With Facebook, I think after a while they kind of like drop people off. So if you send me a friend request and
mm-hmm,
write me a note like in Messenger,
mm-hmm,
and then I'll know, you know, to accept it if I
yes,
if we're not friends and you're just following me. Cause
oh,
I
no,
I
I'm one of your
you are.
I'm one of your Facebook buddies.
Oh, good. Oh, perfect. Oh, that's
great. Like I said, I just want to say thank you for accepting my friend request. You are awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. And if you sent a birthday thing and didn't get an answer, I apologize. But
don't worry about that. I'm so glad you had a wonderful birthday, and many, many blessings to you, Miss Elaine, and God bless you.
And you as well, and don't give up. Just don't give up. If you love it and you're passionate about it, stick with it.
Amen.
I tell people it's easier to get into show business than out of show business, because once you're in it and there is no cure for it, you're
thank
stuck,
you.
You know.
Oh, cool.
Unless, as long as you have the passion, you know, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen.
And I'll look forward to seeing you and Nadia in plays.
Yay.
Yes.
You'll tour. You'll
awesome.
Come to L.A.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
Amen.
Elaine, I just sent you a friend request, so you should get it. So I sent you a message with it, so you should get it. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Veronica, for following and being a friend on Facebook. I appreciate that.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
And if you want to get a book which will help you guide, let me know. You can send me a message.
And Elaine, anytime you want to come back, just ask Nadia, because she's the best booker ever in the state of booking. Just deal with it, because she keeps our schedule so great. Sometimes we do make mistakes, but, you know, we are probably 99% good. So, yeah, just whenever you have a new project, let Nadia know, and we will get you on.
I love Nadia. She is so cute. You are just adorable,
Nadia,
and you were
so
Nadia,
thank you. And Veronica are my two best friends, and, you know, Bobby is the Bobby's our best friend too, but Bobby is a guy. So it's three girls. When Maggie comes back, it's four girls and Bobby. So, yeah, it gets kind of crazy at times. So, but please come back anytime, right, Nadia?
Yes, definitely. I love Elaine. She's awesome.
Yay!
Thank you. Well, you guys are so much fun. I don't want to take up your whole time. Do you have other people that want to come on, that are coming on?
We have other people, Carla?
But we want to thank you. Please come back and whenever you have a new project or you get bored. Either way,
when I get bored or have an
if you want to mail books, you can just bring him on the show. I mean, that's no problem for us. Why not, Nadia?
Nope, not at all.
Yay,
Mel is hibernating right now. Well, not really hibernating, but somewhat isolating, I guess, would be a better word. Somewhat isolating, because Mel is going to be 96.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. God bless him. Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
can you tell him that I said hi, that we share a birthday?
I absolutely will tell him.
You have to be careful with older generation. My grandma's just 294. She did not want to turn 94. She was fighting it. She was mad. And so, but we both got vaccinated along with my dad. So all of us are, all vaccinated. And I'd say number one, vaccine was okay. And number two, vaccine was, I had body aches in my arm. Well, I kind of had body aches with the first one, too. But I had more body aches with the second one. And please, when you all do it in the arm, you don't care about, because if you're doing the arm you do care about, you are going to be in a lot of pain.
That's good advice. Yeah, that's very good advice.
Yeah.
I wonder how, I don't know anyone who's had the Johnson & Johnson one yet, but I wonder how that.
I don't need that.
Really, I haven't heard anyone in Seattle getting it, because I haven't heard that. You know, I know we got the other one because we had to go twice. So I am not sure if Seattle is doing that, but, you know, everyone is just, you know, taking what they can get. And I think some states are letting you pick, and some states are not letting you pick, from what I understand.
I think, I don't think that you really get a choice. I think it depends on the location.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the vaccines have been allocated to certain locations, but I don't think that, you know, if you get to a location, you can't say, oh, I want, you know, Pfizer, and they're giving Moderna. There, they don't give you the choice. And I don't even know if they announce or put it online which locations are giving which, but
I don't think so. I don't.
Yeah,
think
I don't
so,
think
but,
so
like,
either.
My mom said, you know, it's better just to get it no matter what, which one you get, and then you're done.
Yeah, they're saying now that you might need a booster shot. But they didn't know how much longer after you have the vaccine you would need a booster shot, if it's a year or several months or what. But I think they're going to get it under control.
Yeah, I mean,
with the
new president in, I'm not even worried. With Biden in, I'm not worried. I love Biden, so yeah, and so I think we will be just fine. So, but please come back anytime. We would love to have you.
Well, I would love to come back, and I'm here for you guys anytime. So, just feel free to reach out, and I just want to let all the listeners know, if they want to get the book, it'll be personally autographed, and they can either reach me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Elaine Ballas, or they can go to the website if they prefer ordering it that way. And the book is really good, and I think it would be a wonderful way, especially for people during this time, because hopefully they'll never repeat this time in history again, you know. And it should be in your words. So I think that's the best part.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But thank you for calling in, and we cannot wait for you to come back.
Okay, and watch Love Without Hairs on Amazon Prime. They'll love it. Or
Love Without
Hairs.
Okay.
Right, and
okay,
on Urban Movie Channel. On the Urban Movie Channel, you can see Victoria Rowell's The Rich and the Ruthless, and there are three seasons,
okay,
so they can binge.
We will watch it, yeah. Have a great
night.
Awesome.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Anytime, come
thank
back.
You so much, Elaine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Some people.
Bye.
Perfect interview. Bobby.
I love her.
Bobby, wait.
Awesome.
Bobby, are you on?
Yeah, I've just been silent.
And Veronica, you're still on, right?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I just, sometimes I forget to.
That's okay.
Unmute people. I mean, someone can attest to that. But no, that was a great interview.
Awesome interview.
And
I love her so much. Oh my gosh, she's so funny.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. And so, and we have, who do we have tomorrow, Milo, Nadia?
So tomorrow we have country singer Pamela Hopkins.
Awesome.
Yes, she really excited.
Yep, and then
she's really excited.
On Friday
we have David Gregory.
Oh my God, he's so good looking.
Isn't he?
Mhm. I can just be honest about that. And let's see. Veronica, last time when you got the stimulus check, did you get it by your bank?
No, unfortunately, by mail. Unfortunately, I did not get it this time. I didn't get it the first time. Unfortunately, I didn't. But I wanted to say, you guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you too.
I don't know, but I hope and pray I get it this time.
Tonight, I will text you because I think you do.
Okay. Well, I hope so.
You do too. And Bobby, did you get it from
I don't know
bank?
About me, but I'll check my bank account later. But I want to ask you, did they break into General Hospital to bring the announcement by Biden?
Colin, you're on mail.
Oh, wait.
Who is this? Colin, you're on mail. Hello?
Hello?
Well, I guess they don't want to talk to us.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
someone call.
So, we have Tuesdays this week and next week, people, is the must be place to be on the Come After Dark, right, Nadia?
We have a great lineup next week.
Who's on there? I can't wait to see.
Well, Nadia has my permission to tell you later.
Okay, deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deal.
So, yeah, because you're the co-host and...
I'm so excited. That's all I gotta say. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. Again, I don't mean to keep saying, but you guys are awesome.
No problem. Thank you.
We
love
it. Thank you. Well, thank you.
No, I mean, right now we need all the laughter, and you guys.
You know
I wish
what?
We could. We gotta
me,
do. Yeah.
Give me like really praise all the time, and probably not good because then I will think I'm more powerful than I really am. I will go for the power. And all I want to say to people is I haven't seen the apes today, but come on. Come on, people. Grow up. Jason would not kill Franco, even if he hated the son of a bitch. Jason would not do that to Elizabeth, okay? And may I add to... I think this is a setup. I don't think Franco is really dead. I think Jason and Jordan and other people are in this. And one more thing. People, I don't want to even see on people's timeline that because Sonny is declared dead, that they should put Peter and Carly together. Okay,
yeah.
Why? Why? Because they are boyfriend and girlfriend? That is bullshit. Oh, bullshit. My people, someone back me up.
Totally agree with you, 3,000%.
I see where you're coming from, and I agree.
Yes, they date in real life, and they make such a beautiful couple. In real life, but it doesn't mean if you are a couple that you need
to be working together. I'm sorry. I'm like, you know, I'm a cousin donkey. Everyone knows that. And I don't give a damn. You know what? I cannot wait for Sunny to come home. I cannot wait for Sunny to come home and put Nina in her place. Because no one messes with Sunny's family. So, you know. And you know who I would love to get on this show? I want to get Brooke on. I want to get Brooke on so bad. Not only he's been really nice about the Seahawks this season, he's on Zeno Hospital. And if I got Stephen A. on the show, I would die. I would die. I would be happy. I would be so happy. I would be,
right. If we can get him on, I might end up turning into an episode of PTI and end up debating him over how great is LeBron James since he usually over Jordan.
Yeah.
Yes. So remember, you guys, we will be back tomorrow.
Yay!
We will be back Friday. And then we will be back on next week too.
So tomorrow.
And then you know, I woke up today thinking it was Thursday, and I was very disappointed when I realized it was Wednesday. So yes, I was not in a good mood over that. But remember, everyone, stay safe, and we will be back tomorrow at 5.
All right. Yay!
Okay, bye, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
You guys are awesome.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.